If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
Good morning, it's 8:11. Bob Surratt with you. Thanks for joining us. We're open for business here as usual. We've assembled the team for another broadcast day at your service. Steve Grzanich is in the newsroom, Mary Vandeveld in the traffic center, and at the sports desk, Dave Ennett with those Iditarod updates throughout the morning. And Dean Richards with the entertainment news.
Hermetically sealed in Funkin' Wagnall's porch. Each of us in an isolation zone.
Since noon yesterday.
Since noon yesterday. Nobody, but nobody knows the contents of what.
Dean, I want you to pass this along to Channel 9 management. You know how all the anchors at all the stations are sitting far apart at the anchor desk. It's weird because there's so much space between them. How about putting, just to be topical, putting packages of toilet paper between the anchors on the desk in the empty space?
That's very good, you know, absorbance also of any possible germs that may go through. Here, this is my, you know, I have nothing to review anymore. So, you know, I'm reaching at straws for anything that I can review. And in watching last night's coverage of the election, ours and others, people need to learn how to use their iPhones for Skyping, for Facebook Live. If I look up the nostril of one more person,
that's right.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, that angle is bad.
Back away from some of those cameras, those of you that, and all of you can also use that advice, because a lot of people are doing you know, Skyping with friends and Facebook Live with friends. Back away from the camera.
Yeah, or try to be eye level with this.
Eye level. Nobody wants to look at your nasal hair.
Well, we all need entertainment, and fortunately, there's a lot streaming these days, isn't there?
Yeah. Yesterday was the day of performers coming forward and doing live stream concerts for their fans, and I hope this continues. It's great. Really entertaining. The latest came very early this morning from Bono, live from Dublin. He wrote a brand new song for the crisis that we're all going through right now, which was inspired by the people of Italy and what they went through during their isolation. You know, we've all seen those videos of the people on their balconies singing and, you know, staying full of life during isolation. Here is Bono's song that he did this morning.
Yes, there is isolation. Still here, so let your love be known. Oh, let your love be known.
Let Your Love Be Known is the name of his brand new song. It was just Bono on a piano. He was doing his own camera work. You're going to see a lot of his nostrils during this one.
Sounds good, though.
When you go to take a look at it. It's very moving when you listen to the words. Very moving. Very inspiring was Keith Urban, who went down into the basement of his home in Nashville. His Oscar-winning wife, Nicole Kidman, also on hand, and a couple of his band members. And they did a little mini concert last night. So Keith Urban did like a half an hour concert of some of his greatest hits. Extremely entertaining. He was supposed to be hosting the ACM Awards in the beginning of April. That's been postponed until September, but great to see him doing something for fans. And also John Legend got on the live stream yesterday as well.
All right. I see you. As promised, I am pantsless. I have a robe on. And no pants, but I do have underwear on.
Okay. All of me loves all of you. Love your curves and all your arches, all your perfect imperfections. Tale as old as time, song is old. what is right.
Legend did like an hour performance last night for much of the time. His wife, Chrissy Teigen, was seated on the piano. You heard him say that he didn't have any pants on. He was just in a bathroom. You can see it. All of this is on the web and on YouTube. You can see it. But Chrissy Teigen comes out. She clearly had just come out of the shower. She had her hair up in a towel and just had a towel around her and sat at the piano while he was performing. Their three-year-old daughter, Luna, was also on the piano. When he was singing Beauty and the Beast, he was singing to his little three-year-old daughter, and she was kind of swaying back and forth. It was very sweet. He revealed, he did, like, you know, telling stories about songs, revealed that he's going to have some new music coming out soon. So that one also was very, very moving. Lots of great stuff. And as I say, it's all on YouTube for you to watch in your own isolation today.
Yeah, well, we have the time to do that. And, you know, much is made of the new technology, and thank goodness for it. But also, you listen to John Legend's voice and you realize he doesn't need synthesizers or high tech to help him sound good. Yeah. You really appreciate his talent when you hear that.
Yeah, it's pure. It's you know, talk about unplugged concerts.
Yeah, really.
It is John Legend on a piano, just singing without any kind of enhancement or pants whatsoever. Maybe that's the key to being a good singer.
Yeah, well,
maybe I need to try it with no pants on to see if I sound any better or worse.
Well, hey, note to self, cover up the web cameras in the studio tomorrow morning, because I just got an idea from Dean Richards.
We are looking to kill as much time as possible. So.
More from Dean momentarily. Dean Richards is over at WGN-TV. Sad to hear the news about Lyle Wagner, Dean.
Yeah, the longtime star of Carol Burnett's show, one of the part of this, you know, legendary ensemble with Harvey Korman, Tim Conway, Vicki Lawrence, and many others. He was on the Carol Burnett show from 1967 to 1974 as the announcer on the show and also one of the cast members. From the Carol Burnett show, he went to Wonder Woman, spent several years on the cast of that. But after that, did you know, bit parts here and there on a lot of TV shows and movies. He actually got in his biggest financial success was for something that he did after he got off of camera. He started something called Star Wagons with double G's, like in his name. These were trailers that were used for movie making in California, and they were rented out by the movie studios to act as dressing rooms, kitchens. You've seen them even around Chicago when they're shooting movies. They have these trailers for the stars and for equipment, and that in the Los Angeles area, that was Lyle Wagoner's company, Star Wagons. So he, in his later years, did very, very well with that. He was 84 years old, passed away peacefully at his home of cancer. And a note that we just got this morning, that Kathy Griffin's mother, Maggie, passed away. She talked about Maggie so many times in concert, joked about her mother's box of wine for so many times. She was a resident of Oak Park, lived in Oak Park for many years, as did Kathy. She was raised here. But Kathy Griffin's mom, Maggie, died, Kathy said in a post on social media, of course on St. Patrick's Day, 99 years old.
Wow.
So nice long life, but still condolences to Kathy and her family.
Sorry to hear that. Seems like every day, in addition to cancellations in the entertainment world, somebody is apologizing for some insensitive remark about the virus. Who do we have today?
Well, it's Vanessa Hudgens, who you know, people probably remember best from High School Musical. She played opposite Zac Efron in that. And, you know, people are talking about how millennials and how young people are not taking the virus seriously. Governor Pritzker went off on the young people not taking it seriously. So many people. Dr. Sanjay Gupta was emphatic. I've never seen him so upset.
Yeah, I saw that
on CNN, talking about kids not paying attention. And, you know, this is Vanessa Hudgens' comment on social media is kind of an example of that. This is what she wrote. She's talking about, you know, social distancing and everything that we need to do. She writes, quote, yeah, till July sounds like a bunch of BS. I'm sorry, but like it's a virus and I get it, like I respect it. But at the same time, I'm like, even if everybody gets it, like, yeah, people are going to die, which is terrible, but like, inevitable. Unbelievable that somebody would write something like that, that it's just a virus and people are going to die. It's inevitable. She was pounced upon on social media by everyone, but then did yesterday issue an apology saying that her words were taken out of context. Her words were definitely not taken out of context.
Well, it was on video, and yeah, just for the use of the word like, she should be
right.
She should be
right.
Imprisoned.
Yeah, that's that's a pet peeve of mine when people use the word like even more than punctuation in a sentence. But it's on video. There's not anything that was taken out of context with that. It was just incredibly insensitive. She apologizes, you know, for her insensitivity on that, and she's trying to do some, so you know, some repair to her image out of all that. But unbelievable that right now somebody would say that, and unbelievable that young people are in that frame of mind, that this is not going to hurt them, and that there is not the possibility that, while it may not hurt them, how easy it is for them to pass it on to somebody else.
Yeah, I think
that's the bottom line of it all.
What set off Sanjay Gupta last night was the video from San Francisco of the people out and about,
right.
Which is fine, but then they're holding hands,
right.
And you don't want that. In the bad luck timing department, we have Jared Leto this morning.
How about this? Jared Leto, who's, you know, he marches to the beat of his own drum always anyway, which is fine. But yesterday, he revealed that he has been in a 12-day silent retreat meditation. And didn't even know that the coronavirus scare was going on because he was in this retreat and nobody was talking. There was no communication with the outside world. He didn't know what was going on. And then, so he emerges from this silent retreat and turns on the news. And
did he want to go back in?
And he's like, where is everybody? Wait a minute. What's going on? He said, we were totally isolated. We had no idea what was happening outside of the facility. He goes, it's mind-blowing, to say the least. He says, I hope you and yours are okay and sending positive energy to everyone. But, you know, can you imagine that? Somebody who is completely disconnected from what's going on, and suddenly you reemerge into maybe one of the greatest crises that the world has ever faced.
Yeah, like those guys who would hide out during World War II for many years, not know the war was over.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what
reminds you of.
That's exactly what it's like.
Dean, we got a text from the 773 area code. Where was that John Legend music broadcast? He and Chrissy have great Instagram lives. Where she's cooking. Is that all on Instagram?
Instagram Live is where it was. Yeah, so you can
okay. You
can see that there, but it's also, all of these things were done live on Instagram Live, but they are also all on YouTube today as well. So you can see them at any place. The other thing that I'm enjoying, like with these videos, for example, we got to see Keith Urban's basement, and to see that it's in as much disarray as most of our basements
that
are.
It makes you feel good.
It makes you feel better.
Yeah.
John Legend's house, you know, we're like right, you could see all of his awards, his Emmy Awards and Grammy Awards and the Oscars, all of his statues, you know, his was staged a little bit. Bono, honestly, mostly you see his eyeballs and nostrils in all of these. But isn't it interesting? You're seeing a lot of reporters doing their reports, even on all the major networks, from their homes.
I know.
And it's very interesting to see, oh, that's what so-and-so's house looks like.
Getting
A you know, lifestyle of the rich and famous a little bit.
I saw the item about the Rolling Stones postponing their tour that was supposed to kick off in San Diego in May. They were not going to include Chicago on that tour, were they, Dean?
No, they're not. The Chicago was not part of that. They had 20 cities, I think. I think because we got them last year that they took a pass on us this year. But as it's turning out, at least for now, taking a pass on everybody, they'll make a decision much later in the year when we know more about, you know, what we're all doing and how how much more we can all circulate. But that was one of the major concert cancellations yesterday.
All right, Dean, we'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right, Bob.
Thank you.